Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We have a really, really, really fabulous show today. We're going to talk about a group that's doing just terrific things in Stafford and beyond. And I'm just happy to have you all here. April Birch is here. Andrea Wright is here. And Carrie George is here. And they are all with Cooking Autism.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us out here.
This is, as we go along, I think people will be just amazed at just not only the knowledge, some of it, a lot of it personal knowledge and educational and just what you're doing with autism that's just terrific in this area. April, I'll start off with you and just talk about how did Cooking Autism get started? Because it hasn't been around that long, really.
That's a great question. We founded Cooking Autism back in May. But the reason why it came about is because many a moon ago, I was in my son's autism classroom. And I was being nosy, and I overheard two teachers talking about how they were running out of funds for a very specific program that meant a lot to my family. It's a cooking program. It's a life skills program. And I got really nosy, and I was listening, and I probably shouldn't have been, and they were talking about how they had only had like $25 left to last them for a little while. And so a long story short, a little while later, we had the opportunity to win a car from Pohanka Nissan in Fredericksburg. And we knew prior to this that we really didn't need another car because our family already had two cars and we only had two drivers. So when we won the car, which was a very long, wonderful, amazing process, we asked Mr. Tim Bohanka if he could, instead of giving us the car, if he could donate some funds to our son's autism program, specifically for that cooking program. And he agreed very quickly and was very happy to oblige us. And the funds went to our son's program. And he also sent a duplicate check over to the VCU
Autism Center for Excellence.
Autism. Very good. And so from that, we had parents and school workers, teachers, bus drivers. They came and started approaching us and said, hey, how can we have a program like this in our area for all of our kids? That's awesome that Conway Elementary School, which is my son's school, that's awesome that they have this program, but we need this program in other schools. So my husband and I thought about it for a while because we knew this was going to be a large task. And we came back to the teachers, one of which is Carrie George here, and we said, can we please duplicate this program and pass it out to other schools in the area and other teachers in the area? And her and the other teachers that were involved very quickly came back and said, yes, how can we do this? So here we are 6 months later with a board, a wonderful, amazing board full of wonderful educators and a duplicate a program that we've modeled after the Conway Elementary cooking program. And now we are offering it to other classrooms for free. We don't ever want it to ever come out of the pockets of the teachers. And here we are.
Yeah. I do want to say quickly that several of the classrooms in the county, in Stafford County originally, do cook. They do practice life skills. And they did this prior to us taking our program and putting it anywhere else. They cook, but they were also funding it themselves, or they had a very small budget given to them from the PTA. And, you know, money doesn't really go that far when you're feeding kids, or when you are, you know, having to buy supplies every week. Teacher salary is not, you know, you're
well,
not able to.
If there's dietary restrictions.
Exactly.
And things like that, you're paying for
specialty foods.
It really doesn't stretch as far as you think it would.
Right. And my heart was, I watched this class, this specific cooking program with my own son. I watched him come home and try new foods, and he was wanting to get into the kitchen. He was wanting to help cut things and put dishes away, and he was wanting to communicate with me which at the beginning was very limited communication. And I'm seeing his growth in a lot of major life skills areas. And I'm seeing this and I'm thinking, the Birch family, we can't let this program just stall out because of funding. How can we help? So when we won that car, it was the perfect opportunity to be able to support. I mean, it supported our family. It supported the other kids in the classroom. It supports the teachers, the bus drivers. And in a long run, it supports the whole community because you're supplying this life skills program for all of these kids that will eventually grow up and spread their wings into our community. It's amazing. It's such a good program. I believe 100% in the success of this program.
Boy, it's a great story, and it does show not only with this program, for other programs, as teachers, to have a parent like the Birches who are just willing to go above and beyond for your program. You just don't always see that. Mm-hmm. And
no, you don't.
In any program, it would be great.
Exactly. We are incredibly fortunate to have them as part of our Conway community, as part of my classroom community. Mm-hmm. It's
part of our work community.
Yes. And, you know, April now works at Conway with us as well. So it's a wonderful opportunity for everybody who's involved. We really appreciate everything they've done for us.
It's definitely our pleasure. If you've ever run into any sort of special education teachers, they have their hearts on their sleeves. And it is probably one of the finest set of people I've ever met because they care so much about their students. And watching what they do for these students has been amazing. So it is definitely my pleasure to be able to support all of the autism community and all of the teachers around the area. Because they're making such a huge, humongous difference. And I can see that in my own kid. So thank you guys.
What can I also say is that in addition to great families, I mean, the community itself comes out to support in this area is phenomenal.
It has been a whirlwind. It's been wonderful.
I mean, people are so generous, and I know that there's a lot of charities and organizations that need support and help. And people in this area are always trying to give more.
Yeah.
It's just amazing when you see what people do.
I was talking to Dee Daniels a few months ago, and she said the same thing, is that the community, this Stafford, Fredericksburg, Culpeper, it's just amazing how everybody rises up to help each other.
When there's a need, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fantastic. And we're seeing that with Cooking Autism, the amount of people we're meeting coming to these events and these fundraisers and people coming and saying, hey, we need help too, and other people coming and filling those gaps to help. It's been tremendous, absolutely tremendous.
But could you, as teachers, could you have imagined a year and a half ago or so that Cooking Autism would be where it's at today?
Now, I remember the day that the check was presented at Conway and B101.5 was there and everybody was there. It was a big deal. News agencies from across the area were there. And I think Morgan came up to me and he goes, yeah, and I have a plan. I want to take this. I want to make something. And I'm like, okay, I just don't know how this is going to work, but it sounds great. And here we are, you know, basically 13 months later.
Yeah.
Right, after
and,
the check.
And It's gone places that I never imagined it
right.
would go. I mean, we have people contacting us from all over Virginia.
Maine and Texas
yeah.
and over in Australia. People wanted information in Australia. It's been hitting a lot of different areas. It's been amazing.
And it started in Stafford.
Mm-hmm. It started in Stafford.
Little old Stafford.
CookingAutism.org is the website if you want to jump on and see it. Lots of great information. It's a very basic website that is just filled with information. It will tell you what you need to know. CookingAutism.org. Carrie George here, Andrea Wright and April Birch. We're talking Cooking Autism. More coming up on News Talk 1230. When we come back, we'll get into really a lot of the basics of what they do and what is working. When we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
We're talking cooking autism this morning. April Birch, Kerry George, Andrea Wright here all talking about it. Cooking Autism, April, is a nonprofit. We just gave the web address was cookingautism.org, and you're a 501c3.
That's correct. We are a 501c3, which means that we are tax deductible for anybody that would like to come out and help support us anyway. Yes, we definitely take donations that go directly back to the classrooms to help students. And if Andrew, do you want to talk? Sorry. Kerry, would you like to talk a little bit about what Cooking Autism does inside of the classroom?
Yeah, sure. When we started this originally, we started it because we noticed students that were very, well, one of the characteristics of autism is that students, kids have a very restrictive diet. They're mm-hmm. very specific. Some kids will only eat yellow food. Some kids will only eat crunchy foods. They have a very limited diet. We have kids that have dietary restrictions as mm-hmm. well yeah. that are, you know, we have to make sure we take into account. But we had kids that would, we noticed a kid going in and taking food off other kids' plates, which was kind of like, ooh, he's trying something new.
Right, which is amazing.
Which was amazing. Yeah. And I see that in my classroom right now. Currently, I have a student that is very restrictive on what he eats. And I've noticed that when we have snack out, he will go around. He's very interested. They're curious in what other people are doing. Peer pressure does have a very good side, particularly with our kids. And so we started cooking on Fridays, not every Friday, but we would just cook a couple of different things. I think we started with chicken rice, which is like, you know, the stovetop, not stovetop, but the, anyway, just the rice that you cook that has chicken in it or whatever.
Yeah.
And kids were really interested in it, and they started eating it. Rice seems to be one of the foods that kids are willing to eat
right.
much more. So we try to start with stuff that we know that most kids will eat. And it kind of branched out into things that we thought maybe that we could get them to try and eat.
Yeah.
A lot of kids are not into the vegetables and the fruits. That's a typical kid as well.
Yeah.
But particularly some of our kiddos with autism. So just kind of making our menu based upon something we would like kids to try.
Right.
We noticed that kids were picking up when they were involved in actually preparing the food themselves, we had a lot better buy-in from the kids.
Absolutely.
They were like, oh, yeah, I cut this myself. I can actually, I'm going to try this, taste it, and so forth. So we've had really good success just getting different kids to try things that they haven't. Parents are reporting back that my kid now eats scrambled eggs. He never would touch scrambled eggs before. Right. So and it's neat.
It's neat to see to bring this home and see this with our son Daniel, who's in the program, and also the social aspect of it. They get to answer a lot of questions. Kerry asked them questions about food and asked them to communicate with their partners next to them and answer questions. And they're doing recipes based off of pictures, and they get to choose what they want. There's a lot of communication elements in it that.
Right.
That have been tremendous for bringing home to our kiddo.
Well, we do bring in different forms of communication because, as we know with autism, we have a wide variety of communication needs. And some of our kiddos are not able to verbally say what they want. So mm-hmm. the picture communication does help. We in the last year or two, we started adding in a lot more fine motor activities because we were cutting things, we were stirring things, we were measuring different things, and fine motor skills, different kind of activities like that were important. So we've added the fine motor, we added the communication, which is the receptive and expressive language. Kiddos need to be able to express what they want, whether through picture form or verbally, and by doing it in a controlled format, we are helping to teach and guide them in a specific way that will enable them to be better overall life skills.
Isn't that amazing?
So, and I saw this in just a little small burst of this earlier this year or a couple months ago mm-hmm. when April invited me to, it was like,
Disability Awareness Day?
Disability Awareness Day. I was thinking
Stafford
autism.
Stafford
Counties.
Yes.
And so I did see this, and I saw a couple of the kids doing it. And you did, the people working with them got them to talk and to do some things. And I thought, boy, that is really something. You just don't know what's going to build off of that.
Right, helping encourage these kids to come out of their, break out of their shell a little bit.
And no one's made to do anything. That's also the good part, is that even after they maybe helped create whatever they're eating that day, no one says, now you've made it, now you have to eat it.
Right, absolutely not.
There's the ability, they have the right to advocate and say, no, I'm good.
And that was the one that I saw, that was he was not interested in it at all.
Right.
But he had made it.
Building it.
And that's the first step.
The process is important. Yeah. It's the, you know, there's a lot of different things that we can bring in academically into a cooking lesson as well. For that one particular lesson, we were making a pudding in a cup, and there was a whole sequence of events that had to be done a certain way. So the kids are actually working on sequencing things. They are measuring. They are shaking things. I mean, there's a whole gamut of different skill sets that come into play just in cooking. If you think about our everyday lives, the different things that we bring into it when we cook.
Talk about how things smell and feel and
texture,
what they look like, and so many things that they can then take out to the classroom and apply it, or even in their everyday life.
Right. And that's another thing Cooking Autism is doing right now. We are not only are we helping supply these teachers in these classrooms and special ed classrooms with this sort of program, Cooking Autism has decided that we would like to help the community also. So we have events coming out that will help children that aren't in the classroom setting, that aren't in the brick and mortar setting, because these sort of programs are important for everyone. And we all know that, especially in the special needs community, there's a lot of homeschooled children because it takes a whole village. So Cooking Autism is reaching out, and we're going to be having cooking, life skills cooking classes starting in January with the Fredericksburg Parks and Rec. There'll be a monthly cooking class, and we've got a couple other things that are circling also. We have a social night coming up with Spectrum Autism Services that we'd like to do also, and it's just going to help take this sort of program and help provide it to families and children outside of the school setting as well, so they can maybe have this little nugget of information that they can take home and help support their own families with it. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see how it's all working.
And that's the thing. Even if this just were, if it just were a Stafford County program, it would be worth talking about and emphasizing. But Cooking Autism is now starting to branch out.
We really are.
And I don't think I want people to understand that it's not just for people or children with autism either. It's anybody with a disability, a cognitive impairment, anything like that. That life skills are important to how they learn and function in daily life. So we are willing to work with any population that needs this kind of service.
The name is Cooking Autism, but we really should be called Cooking Abilities, cooking for everyone involved.
I
saw the brief demonstration I saw, and I did think that. I thought, this is good just to get a child to communicate with an adult, because sometimes that's difficult at that age for a while. And that was what was really good. How long have you been doing, some form of cooking autism in the classroom?
I think we are working on year 5. We've started about 5 years ago. And it wasn't, like I said, every Friday. It was maybe once a quarter or so. And then about 4 years ago, we started noticing the impact we were having on our students. And parents were responding and saying, hey, look, whatever you did to my son that day is just like taking off. We need to know more. So we started expanding it to Friday afternoons, and we were cooking every Friday that we could. This year we've had to, Conway itself has 3 autism programs. We've had 2 in the past, so we've added 8 more students and another teacher, as well as 3 more paraprofessionals. So our program has grown.
Getting big.
It's getting
and
really
the whole,
big.
The whole area, the autism classes are growing and growing and growing.
Right. So we had to rethink how we were going to do things this year, working with 24 different students, different needs, different capabilities, and we right now we are rotating our students in on Friday afternoons. We have a rotation through our cooking program. Then we have a rotation into like a sensory break room. And then we have a rotation that works on social skills with them. So we kind of carry over what they're learning in cooking, the manners, identifying feelings, et cetera, into a social component that we're also working with our kiddos on. Not every school is doing that, but that's just something that worked well for us at Conway.
This is why I'm so impressed by this program. These teachers are constantly thinking about outside of the box and how they can help our kiddos. It's amazing.
Well, and it's been going on. I mean, you've been able to try things, and it's not as though we're putting this together and we'll try this, and this is really established.
Right. Well, we have about, I want to say 30, 35 recipes that we've tried and tested in the classroom. There have been some flops, but most of the time.
Is there a favorite?
I want to say tacos is probably one of the favorites.
Okay.
Spaghetti is a favorite.
My favorite's grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese is a big one, and we've already done that this
year.
Pizza's a big one as well. And all of these recipes, we are able to take and convert for our kiddos that have gluten and
dairy
issues, so that we are able to provide alternatives that are the same, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. so that everybody looks the same. And it's been really challenging sometimes, but most often it's very rewarding when you see a kiddo that will never even look at something, pick up a sandwich and take a bite out of it. Like one of my students picked up an apple and ate an apple for the first time in our very first cooking lesson this year. And it was like, now he brings an apple every day to lunch.
That's amazing.
So it's so cool.
Well, the other cool thing is that whether it's on the educational front or just the personal front of having children with autism, you all have just a great amount of knowledge and just day to day, you know this.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, with their teaching skills, they have a lot of behind the scenes. And then Carrie, I hope you don't mind me stating this, Carrie's also an autism mom, and I'm an autism mom, so we're seeing it at home too. And we're noticing it really does take a village. And I say that a lot on our Facebook page and our website. It really takes a whole village to raise kiddos, and especially those with special needs, because there's a lot involved, a lot of emotions, a lot of sensory issues, a lot of
social
issues. There's a lot going on. But we have an amazing community that's supporting each other. My son, Danny, we've been watching him grow tremendously since this program, especially in his sensory areas. Just him having hands on the food, mm-hmm. he used to not even want to touch it without gagging, and now he's gotten to a point where he'll maybe try a bite, he'll smell it, he'll look at it, and sometimes he'll eat the whole thing. So it's really interesting to see the amount of knowledge that is going behind this program, not only from a mom but also from teachers. And watching it grow.
Well, the three of you are amazing. So it's a unique, it's a really a cool program. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We are talking Cooking Autism this morning, cookingautism.org, the website. There's also a great Facebook page. Carrie George is here, an autism special educator in Stafford. Andrea Wright is an early childhood educator in Stafford. And April Birch is a paraprofessional for early interventions, pre through K, and a mom to two kids with autism and a board member. All three are board members with Cooking Autism. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We need to take a break. It is now 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Cooking Autism, our focus this morning. Carrie George and Andrea Wright and April Birch all here this morning. Andrea and Carrie with Conway Elementary School as teachers and really involved in this. April Birch is also at Conway and also has a couple of kids. They both at Conway?
Yep, they both are at Conway.
Okay, so this is This is, really highlights just the good work going on at Conway Elementary, and Cooking Autism is just taking off, and people are now, April, by and large, thanks to you, to a great extent, getting to see these kind of programs and what you know, how terrific they are.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we are. I'm very blessed to be able to be a part of it. When they said yes, we can do this all together, I thought, well, I better bring my game because this is a very important program. So thank you so much. This has been our pleasure for sure. We are really interested in helping the community to benefit from this. We know that it's a need. We see that it's a need. Maybe eventually the state can help by picking up this sort of thing and providing it to schools. I know that it's always a funding issue, so that's why Cooking Autism is doing what we're doing. But we know that it's a need in the area. Life skills classes are so important for special ed children. Well, for children in general, life skills classes are important.
You generally see life skills classes more in the secondary setting, in the high school and the middle school setting. We don't see it so much in the elementary setting.
But it's so important.
We are seeing the benefits of it in the elementary setting. I mean, mm-hmm. the sooner we get our kiddos doing stuff that is going to help them instead of, you know, keeping them isolated and away from experiences, the better off we're going to be.
Right.
Also fosters a little bit of independence.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I know, April, you said that you've started giving your boys responsibilities at home.
Yes.
And they're taking to it. And, mm-hmm. you know, in addition to those life skills, those social skills, it's setting them up for success at an early age. You know, that's right. The ultimate goal for any teacher, any parent, any person that cares about the children they're working with. You want to set them up to succeed as a thriving member of a community. You don't want them to be dependent on other people for everything.
Right. And every child has their own abilities, whether they have any sort of disabilities or not. They all have their own strengths and weaknesses. So starting early to be able to provide these opportunities at the pre-K level and the kindergarten, the elementary level, starting early is just setting them up for success. It's really the best way to go. And so if Cooking Autism can help other kids in our community to find their voices, to find what's interesting to them, to help them for later on 20 years down the road, then, well, that's what we need to do. It's fantastic.
Well, and kudos, Andrea and Carrie, to you for getting out. Teachers are so busy. I'm married to a teacher, and I see how busy she is. And it would have been easy for you to say, we just can't do another thing. and you haven't done that, and you're helping guide this. So thank you to you two.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
It's enjoyable. I mean, I enjoy being out in the community and seeing our family, seeing our kids, seeing them having fun in different activities that we've done. So it's twofold.
I love it. We meet some really amazing people. We definitely do.
It's been a really good experience. When they light up when they see you, I think, you know, I came from a different job before I was a teacher, so I switched careers and. You know, I didn't become a teacher for the paycheck.
No, I don't think anybody does.
But, you know, it's probably the best job anyone can have.
And especially in this case, when you're dealing primarily with autism, to have the stories like April saying about Danny coming home and doing things with food, mm-hmm. and to see that with other students, how fantastic is that?
Oh, right. It's like chills. Like, ooh, it feels good.
It feels good to me as a mom to see my kids growing in leaps and bounds. And knowing that no mom ever wants to admit this, but when you get a diagnosis of autism, you are very scared, or at least I was, of what's going to happen?
And
right. What do we do from here? Is my kid going to have to be with me or in a home, or will my kid be able to at least take care of themselves? What happens when I'm gone? What happens when there's nobody there? If you can scare yourself to death if you Google autism, because there's a million different things that are involved with autism. So it's really cool, and it's really neat to see my child growing, maybe more than I thought. And with two children on the autism spectrum, seeing them excel in different areas, it's really neat to see kind of full circle that they're growing, and that this kind of program has helped them to get to where they are now, where they're actively participating in family things. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I know one of the things, you're trying to raise $2,500 before the end of the year.
Yes. We on our Facebook account, there is a, I believe November 27th, there is a match program. We would like to raise $2,500 and possibly get that matched by Facebook and PayPal to where it would be $5,000. With that money, we have been receiving applications outside of Stafford County. We've been receiving Caroline County, Culpeper,
Spotsylvania,
King George. We've been receiving a whole bunch of applications that we would like to support. We don't want it to be just a even though we love Stafford County, we don't want it to be just a Stafford County exclusive area. We know that there are hundreds and thousands of kids outside of Stafford County that need that support as well. So here we are. We would like to raise the funds so that we can branch out. It's so here we're doing fundraising events. We've got Facebook events going on. One really, really, really cool event that's coming up that we're super excited about is back at the Pohanka Nissan. They're having a Christmas tree decorating event.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of nonprofit organizations that are involved in this. We get to bring home a Christmas tree, decorate it, and bring it back. And then we ask our community members to come out and vote. And whoever's tree, and these are the nonprofit's tree, there's going to be business trees also, but whoever's not a nonprofit Christmas tree gets the most votes, gets $1,200, I believe it's $1,250, which would go a tremendously long way in providing support for...
It's like three classrooms.
It is.
And you need to
vote between
really?
Three and six classrooms for a whole year's worth of program. Yeah, between three and six classrooms. Isn't that amazing? Just $1,250.
Goes so far.
Because you can see these teachers stretch that money as far as they can to help these kiddos. It's pretty cool.
Well, so along with that, and hopefully in good luck and, you know, trying to win that. But especially since Cooking Autism is a nonprofit, if I want to just as a regular person, just donate?
Oh, please.
Can I do that?
Please do. Definitely. Thank you. That would be amazing. Anybody that would like to donate, we can give a receipt to, but you would just go online to www.cookingautism.org. And there's at the very bottom, there's a donate button. And you just type in the amount and it goes straight into our classrooms, which is amazing. To help support all of our kiddos. But yes, please, we definitely would love donations of any type. Support as well. We need volunteers, always. We've had a lot of the high schoolers that help come out and volunteer as well. But definitely donations go a very long way to supporting our whole community.
Because you think, I mean, maybe a person can give a lot, but maybe they can't. But if a bunch of people just give a little,
right.
Exactly.
that's what you need.
We have
any amount helps.
For 25, we have a monthly give as well. So $5, $10, $15, $25 a month. We have that. We can set it up on our website on the donate button as well. So I think it's like 66 cents a day, something like that.
Right.
And that donation goes straight back to supporting the classrooms. And what a world of a difference that makes for the teachers. Amazing difference. So whatever anybody can give, we would love to take it. We would love, and we will definitely put it to very, very good use. You can see it go and reach our community.
No, just the stories you tell, and just within your family, just shows. And again, just the little bit. And again, it really was a little bit that I saw. I walked away so amazed at just having seen Cooking Autism with just two kids that I saw. They really got into the one child did want to eat his little pudding thing, but the other didn't. But I thought they just picked up some skills here.
Right. And who knows, maybe if they made that pudding thing five or six more times, maybe that one child would want to smell it.
Right.
And maybe eventually just a little bit on the tongue. And who knows, you know, it's up to the child. It could be something. I mean, because even as adults, there's a lot of foods that we don't like to eat. But we notice, or at least with my own children, food causes a lot of anxiety because there's a lot of sensory issues involved. You my children and a lot of children with that are on the spectrum or that have special needs in general, they have it's scary. New things are very scary because you don't know how your body's going to react to things. If you're smelling something that might be too overwhelming, if you're looking at something and you're having sensory issues, that might be too overwhelming. Crunchy things sometimes are great. Sometimes crunchy things absolutely aren't great. So there's a lot of sensory issues that I wish that every student or every child has different sensory issues. So there's a lot of scariness, a lot of anxiety that's involved with food. So these classes help kind of break down those barriers a little bit at a time. So you might see a child that was very anxious with food try something like Carrie said earlier, an apple, and like it.
I think, April, I've seen on your Facebook page where you've talked about just going to the doctor.
Oh, yes.
there are so many things that those of us who don't deal with this don't even think about.
Right.
Just day-to-day things.
My youngest son has this tremendous fear of doctors. And we don't know where it's been for years now, but he just gets more and more anxious. So here's a funny story. We took him to go see an eye doctor, Dr. Sai with Premier Eye Care. She does vision therapy, which is a therapy used for children with autism. And it takes a team. It takes a village to be able to help these kiddos. And as a doctor, she was able to kind of break it down for him step by step. So when we left the doctor's office, which he's been scared of doctors forever, when we left the doctor's office, he actually said, "Mom, we can go again." You know, that sort of thing, because there's so much involved. The anxiety behind it, autism is just overwhelming, not only for the child, but for the parents too.
There seem to be a lot more things in the community too.
Yes.
Reaching out and helping families that are dealing with this.
Right. Well, the Disability Awareness Day that Stafford County just recently did. It was their second annual one, and it was amazing. I think the first year it was autism awareness, but they realize what we realize, that it's a disability.
It's not just for autism.
For autism. And so it had grown quite a bit as well. And then Fredericksburg did theirs.
Fredericksburg has one.
Yeah. Spotsy has one in the spring, I believe. Mm-hmm. So it's really... I think it's encouraging to see all of the different awareness and acceptance type of activities going on for our special needs populations.
Yeah, there are a lot of companies in the area that do a lot of things. Moms in Motion, they are a nonprofit volunteer basis that help parents that have children with disabilities navigate all of the waivers that you need to get state support. That's a huge benefit. And then you have Paragon Autism Services. They have a monthly meeting to help kiddos. We are seeing more and more support grow throughout our community to help our children with disabilities.
And I think a lot of times, in addition just to, like April said, it's very overwhelming as a parent. I'm not speaking as a parent, but working with parents that do have a child with a disability, knowing that other people care about you and your family's success is very empowering. So all these organizations in the area that are offering support or play groups or you know, help with the complicated process of all the paperwork you sometimes need to get the waivers that give you additional support.
Right.
Just knowing that there's people outside of your family that are there to help is priceless.
Right. When you first get that diagnosis of autism, your whole world kind of crashes around you. And you kind of go through a little bit of a grief for a moment. Mm-hmm. And then you pick yourself back up and you figure out, what do I need?
What do I need to do?
What do I need to do to help further to get my kiddo the very best support that they need, or my kiddos the very best support? One of the cool things that coming up is the Spotsylvania Town Center on Sunday, November 18th, is doing a Kindness Sensory Santa Day. So you can come and take pictures with Santa, and it's going to be quiet, and it'll be very enlightening for the kids. They're going to have a good time because it'll be quiet and sensory friendly, which is important.
April Birch is here. Andrea Wright is here. Carrie George is here. We're talking cooking autism. We'll wrap this up when we come back. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Cooking Autism, our focus this morning, cookingautism.org. There's also a terrific Facebook page that keeps you up to date on everything. April Birch, Carrie George, Andrea Wright here talking about this is the kind of program, you guys, that you hear about. And we talk about how giving the community is, but there are some really special programs in this community. And this is right there. This has just really taken off. And who knew, April? I was there the day you won, that you won the car. And I mean, you seemed as excited as any winner would be.
I'm still excited.
But in the back of your mind, and I still can remember when you and your husband drove off to kind of give it for a test drive. And I guess that's probably where you hatched the idea of like, okay, we won, but we really don't need this.
We did. In the car, I said, man, we really don't need this. And this is a wonderful car. It's way better than the car that I had. We won it. And I thought, well, man, what are we going to do? And so, man, I was so nervous to ask Tempo Henke to switch things around a little bit. But he was very gracious. He was very gracious to say yes.
And he matched. The VCU Center for Autism.
Yeah.
Excellent.
No,
that
it was. Amazing. It was when I heard later in the day, I got an email from someone from someone here that had said, well, we weren't expecting this. And it's just turned into just that kind of story. Because it would have been so easy for you to say, well, this is a much nicer car. We'll just put the other, you know, we can figure it out. But your whole mindset and what was about your kids and your school.
We won anyway because it all went back to our son's school anyway. So in a roundabout way, we all kind of won out of this whole situation.
We're all winners.
We all won.
Yes, we were.
Before we get out of here, we were talking about, and I'll have you explain again the Poenka Christmas Tree Challenge. Mm-hmm. You could get something out, and you're trying to raise $2,500. But there's also something going on at Texas Roadhouse.
Yes, the 19th, which is not a week from today, we are having a fundraiser at Texas Roadhouse. So come on out. And if you do come out, tell them that you are there to support autism, because a little portion of the proceeds go to us. But we're going to have a great time. Bring your kiddos. They have face painting, and sometimes they have balloon animals and this, that, and the other. But yeah, we're going to have a great time. But that's the 19th at Texas Roadhouse of Fredericksburg.
From 4 to 8.
From 4 to 8, yep. Mm-hmm. Very good.
It was really, really good time last
night. It was fun.
And it's good food.
Good food.
Yeah,
and it's Monday before Thanksgiving, so you don't feel like cooking. Yeah. Come out and eat some
food. And order some extra rolls, because they give away rolls for Thanksgiving. That's always a good Thanksgiving treat.
Yeah.
That rolls and cinnamon.
Again, you're trying to raise $2,500 before that's before the end of the year?
Yes, before the end of the year, we'd like to raise $2,500 because we would like for it to be matched, so we can have a grand total of $5,000. And that will basically double our efforts of what we've been able to do so far and go further. So that will impact, I didn't do the math on it, but a ton of classes.
Six to 12
more classes for a whole school year. Can you imagine how many kiddos that would affect? That's just tremendous. And we're going to do that by one of the ways is by participating in the Poenka Christmas Tree decorations.
And April, you have to vote for those in person, don't you?
Yeah, you have to go down and vote. Yeah, bring an unwrapped gift for a child in need, because they're going to be taking those as well. So come on out and vote for us. The 30th through the 15th.
December 15th.
The other thing is, you mentioned at the beginning, was a great program going on with City Parks and Rec.
Oh, yes. We are doing, starting in January, we are going to do two cooking classes a day, once a month for 4 months, and it's going to be our life skills cooking classes. And that's available to anybody, and it does not have to be a Fredericksburg resident. You can be a resident of any of the areas. It is going to be fun and designed. We kind of got a little feel of it a couple months ago when we did a program for them. It is so much fun, and they have the facilities to be able to do it, and it's going to be at the Dorothy Hart Community Center. Uh-huh. So be looking for that with the Fredericksburg Parks and Rec, because they're going to give out more details about that soon.
What a great thing that will be. Cookingautism.org is the website, or there's information on the Facebook page. Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
This was great.
We have talked about during the break that early part of next year, we'll do this again and try to do more of these, because this is just such a program that to get out, and there's just so many families, and you guys are fun to be around.
Thank you so thank much. You. Thank you for having us out.
Great, April. Thank you for coming. April Birch, Andrea Wright, Carrie George. It's a great story of a program that's taking off, and also just shows what's going on in Stafford County Schools. So really, really good stuff. CookingAutism.org.
Thank you.
Thank you, you guys.
Oh, thank you.
That is it for Town Talk. We will see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.